Hello.
Hey, for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Blake?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Blake. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. It's Monday. That means it's a great start to the week.
Yeah.
Right? So did you have any questions on how the service worked with my colleague?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I've got a website with GoDaddy.
Okay.
And it's goldstarconcrete.com.
Okay.
That's the name of it. And then I'm connected with Yelp, which you guys probably know that already.
I see that.
But,
all right.
As far as that goes, I'm not familiar how you move up on the Google list.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so what would happen? Yeah. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, go ahead.
So what would happen is, so what would happen is when somebody searches for your service, like let's say somebody wants to redo their backyard and they want a concrete pour, or they want to redo their front yard or their driveway and they look up concrete companies near me, you would populate on that first page with the services that you offer. So now these people can call you directly from Google, okay? And that's how you would be found on there. Now, do you have a Facebook where you post your before and after pictures or interact with clients at all?
Well, I kind of go through Yelp with my website, my current website. So
okay.
It's like, they could find me through Yelp.
Okay. How's that working right now?
Through my website, they could go to Yelp. Pretty good because I've got all my reviews on Yelp. Plus, I have a ton of pictures. So, and then on my website, I have pictures. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I see that. They say, oh, you're in Oceanside. Cool. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to go too far out. You know, it's just been kind of spoiled. Like
okay.
20 miles max, you know.
Only 20-mile radius. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I type in, just so you know, let me just do this really quickly. So when I type in concrete in Oceanside, I get the map section and then I get the Yelp section. Okay. So what's happening is these companies that are above you are Superior Ready Mix, Ocean View Concrete.
So yeah, and I know who he is. Superior Ready Mix is a ready mix company.
Okay.
And that's the company.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you have Oceanside Concrete Services. Now, these are the companies that I just, like I said, I just typed in concrete Oceanside, but these are the companies that are getting the customers pop up first before they even go to the Yelp page where it says top 10 best concrete contractors in Oceanside. So you're still competing with top 10 contractors on Yelp, so it's harder for them to find you. You know what I mean? Where on Google, you'd be on that first page, so when they search your services, they don't have to go to a third-party company, as in Yelp. They can find you right on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then there's also a lot of people that just shop through Yelp, so you got to look at that also.
Yes, they kind of just they want to find the lowest prices.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe.
Sometimes. We've heard some stories. But Yelp is more, Yelp is more for like, I know you do maybe get some customers, but Yelp is a lot of entertainment and restaurants. You're really going to see an uptick in customers calling you on the first page of Google. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
well, I should probably, with what I'm going to pay, right?
Yeah. And I want to say here too is, the reason why I asked if you had a Facebook is because what we do is people that are searching for your services on Google, we actually put a retargeting campaign together for you and we retarget them on Facebook. So now they see you on the biggest search engine optimization, which is Google. And now they see you on the biggest media platform, which is Facebook. So now you're getting higher quality customers calling you directly because you're targeting those specific people. Does that make sense? Instead of just kind of blasting it out there on Yelp. Okay. So do you have a Facebook page, or do you need help building one? Because we can help you build one.
I do have one. I just haven't used it for years. And it was weird. It went dormant. And then all of a sudden, I got all these weird people contacting me from, like, India and places like that. It was really weird.
Huh.
I don't even know how to explain it to you. It's like they were using my site for communicating some kind of espionage or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
It was weird.
Okay.
Totally weird. I mean, I can't even explain it to you.
Yeah.
But
you had the login
for a while. Huh?
You had the logins to it and everything?
Oh, God, I can't even remember what it is. Probably. What would you have? You'd have a username.
Yeah, so you would log into your username and then a password. And if you don't know the password, it would just give you, like, you could do a reset and it would go to the, like your email address that you set it up on.
If you Googled Gold Star Concrete Facebook, Oceanside, you would come up with that site, I would think.
Yeah, they'll be able to find you like that as well. But I'm saying, like, for our purposes, we're going to need to.
If you could do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me look it up really quickly for you.
Yeah, it was just really weird. I was like, oh, my God, who are these people?
Did you get hacked?
Like, sending secret messages.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just been sitting dormant. I mean, I started it probably like 15 years ago, and I just never used it, you know, so. I've got some reviews on there, and, you know, it just kind of went dormant. Because I was with, I started with Service Magic, and then they went to, what did they go to? Home Advisor, and now they're Angie, you know, but I had like over 200 5-star reviews with, Home Advisor.
Mm,
and then the way the leads were coming in, they were just not good. You know, and I got to a point where we had enough referrals, and I connected up with Yelp, and I got plenty of work, you know, with the pre-Yelp.
Okay.
Which, you know, I had never paid for Yelp in about 8 years until just recently. I just wanted to see what it would do, you know. And it seems like it. I don't know. I used to do just fine with the free help, you know.
And now you're
local work.
And now you're paying for it or no?
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Okay. How much are you paying a month? And are you paying a per lead deal, or are you just paying a monthly fee?
It's like a per lead deal per month. So you get so many leads per month.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Like, I think I got it down to like $275 or $350, something like that, a month.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is different.
Yeah, I don't know if that's any better than the free Yelp, you know. I can't see a difference in it. But.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hear some horror stories. We hear some good stories. So.
I would never answer the phone for them, so they could never, like, harass me, you know, because if you talk to them, then they got you.
Gotcha.
And they can do anything with you, like, you know, knock your leads down or knock your reviews down.
That's one thing that's going to be really good here on Google is you own your leads. Okay. So even when you go with us, and I'm not saying you will, because one thing that our clients like is they've loved the service here. So we have a 97% retention rate after the first month. But if you were to ever get really busy, or if you just wanted to take it easy and slow down and you wanted to cancel the service, you would keep your Google Business profile. You would keep all your reviews. Those are yours and yours only. Okay?
Okay. So if I shut it down, I could always come back.
You always have it. That's right. That's right. You could always come back. And you could always freeze it too. So it's not like you have to totally cancel. You would just freeze the account, and then whenever you would want to ramp it back up again, We would just unfreeze it, and then we wouldn't have to go through the whole hassle and send you back up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
well, another bottom line. What's that?
Yeah. So to set this all up, it is $299, and that is a month to month deal. There's no long term contracts. All right. So it's month to month $299. There is a startup fee, and that's for our programming to submit to Google and get everything verified with you. It is a $99 setup fee. So it is $398 one time. And then after that month to month, it's just $299. Okay. Now.
Okay.
We are going to put you in specific areas. I know you said you have a 20-mile radius, but what zip codes would you rather be in that Oceanside, so that way we can get you the jobs that you're really looking for?
Well, actually, all of the Oceanside would be fine. I mean, is it per zip code? Am I paying per zip code?
No, you're just paying a flat rate of $299 month to month. But it's a radius, so if you would like to be in a certain zip code or a certain city, we can keep you in that area, so that way you don't go past that 20 miles, or if you see that you have more success.
That's what I would like. That's what I would like.
Okay, so just that 20 miles?
Yeah, that covers Oceanside, Bonneville. I don't know where you're located. Where are you located?
We're located in Fountain Valley.
Oh, okay. So you're
so we're right here by Huntington Beach. We're
Huntington
just inland.
Beach, yeah.
Yeah, we're just inland, like two cities.
Yeah. Yeah, but 20 miles covers everywhere I want to work.
Nice.
Around
okay.
Here. It's like a five-city area. So
okay.
There's three cities here on my border.
Okay,
and then
okay, cool.
Okay.
20 miles is good. I do want to be super transparent. So it's not like it's a flip of a switch, Blake, and everything is up and running. All right. I do want to be super transparent. It will take us 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. Okay. Now with your Facebook, it's going to be a lot quicker than that. We're going to have your Facebook up and running within 7 to 14 days, and we'll have advertisements going out to that 20-mile radius as well. So we're going to be able to start acquiring you some customers in that first month while Google is being built out, okay?
Right.
Okay,
He's going to go on and look at it and see what's happening there. You were going to go on that on my Facebook page?
Yes.
And see what
I did. I thought I found it. Let me see here. Yeah, I found it, but it's Gold Star Concrete.
Yeah.
And then the is the email address goldstarconcrete2020@gmail.com?
No, it's goldstarconcrete2@yahoo.com.
Okay, I see you. Okay, I see where you're at here. I see it. Yeah. I see it. It looks like you got a lot of good pictures here, which is amazing. But I don't see any postings or anything like that. Yeah. that you were talking about here. So the last picture you did post was March 22nd, 2018.
It's been a while.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah.
But with you being able to log into there, we can start populating this. You have 1,000 people that follow your page. So just by us restarting to populate this page with posts and start remarketing it again, you're definitely going to see an uptick in customers, okay? This is just one avenue where your leads are going to come in from. Now, also, too, the Google's the number one, but this is definitely going to help you as well, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't see anything like you were talking about. It just looks really good, and the work that you do is very quality work, so it looks great. I like the fire pit you guys made, too. That's pretty cool.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. So Cool. So, Blake, with this being a month-to-month deal, and us helping you get, you know, up on Google and getting your Facebook ads up and running so that way you can stay in that 20-mile radius, would you like to take advantage of this opportunity so that way we can get you verified up on here?
So how would my website work, the GoDaddy website? Would you use that site or just the Facebook site?
We would use your GoDaddy site. So we would pair your GoDaddy site to your Google Business profile. So anytime somebody searches for your service, they would see your Google Business profile there. It'll have a little button there that says website. They will be able to click that website, and it would go to your website you have right now. We can also link your Facebook account onto that Google Business profile as well. So if anybody does want to click the Facebook link and go to your Facebook, they could also see the pictures on your Facebook page that you've done previously as well. So we're going to put everything there. So when somebody searches for your services in that Oceanside 20-mile radius, they are seeing your business on the first page, and they're calling you directly.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. So like I said, this is just a month-to-month deal. You want to give it a shot? That way we can prove to you that we can get you the customers?
So you say it's going to take a couple months.
It's going to take 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page of Google. That doesn't mean that you're not going to see any results coming in that first month. Okay, we're going to have those Facebook ads that are going to get you results. You're going to get some results from Google because you'll be on certain pages. But after that 30 to 45 days, you're definitely going to see the best results happening there. That's when you're really going to see the results take off.
Okay, and it's month to month?
It's month to month, sir. So there's no early extermination fees. There's nothing like that. Termination fees. You just call us before your billing is due. We ask 3 days, and that's it. There's no cancellation fees, nothing.
Okay, so it costs $400 for the first month.
It costs, right? It'll be $398 today, and then month to month after that would be $299.
What'd you say today is how much?
$398. Yes. $398 today, and then $299 month to month after that.
And then $299, which is about what I'm paying for Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And this would probably be better. This would suit me better in the future, I think.
This will be better for you short term and long term, because you're actually, when I look up concrete in Oceanside, Yelp is under the map section anyways. So you're going to be placed right in that map section where all the business, where the first page of business is, you'll be at, and Yelp will be on the bottom of that. So short term and long term, you're definitely going to have the better bang for your buck going on Google than you would being on a third party service where they have to go through like a Yelp or Angie's List or something.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to give it a shot?
How do I know that you're who you say you are?
That's a good question. I can definitely send you a link to our website, and you can check out our stuff right now, and I can go through it with you. It'll have our Google certification on there, so we are Google Premier Channels. It'll have our icon on there, so you can click on it and read it. It'll also have our pricing page on there, and you'll also see the discount I did give you, because usually this is a $599 service, but because we only have one position available today and we're looking to fill it, and you are local, I gave you a huge discount. So that way, we can help you get that. So that way you can make your money, especially back from Yelp. okay. But I can definitely send you that.
I'll just shut that down. I'll still be on their Yelp page. I just won't be in the whatever.
You won't be in their advertising. You'll still have their free listing, though. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to so many people that said, you know what? I go right through that, and I go through, you know, it's like you go down to the contractors. It's like it'll, when they go one through whatever, I come up first, and that's, they also
right.
advertise me as number one in Oceanside. So it's like I always did pretty good without being in the sponsored section.
Yeah,
you know?
I usually scroll past the sponsored section myself, and I just get down
that's
to
what
the.
Everybody says.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are dying for work that are paying for it, you know, which I'm not really doing that. I never have. So.
Right, exactly. Where
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I could call and cancel Yelp tomorrow. And then, but see, if I do that, then they're connected with my website.
No, so you would just cancel the paid version. You would still keep their free listing, and your website would still be on Yelp. Your website is through GoDaddy because when it is it through GoDaddy?
Yeah,
your website's through GoDaddy. Yeah, that's what I saw on your page on the bottom. Yeah, so you're still – it's not like they would cancel your website or anything like that. You would still have their free listing. You would just be taken off of their advertising side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the sponsor.
The sponsor.
And then pay you guys.
Yeah, and then
okay.
we would put you on the first page of Google. And like I said, then we would get you all set up there. We would get you set up with Facebook as well and making sure we can start populating that. Okay?
Yeah, see, the guy that set up my website, through GoDaddy, he's a friend of mine. He seemed to think that the longer you're out there, that with time, as long as you keep, you know, changing up your site and, you know, making sure that everything hasn't been abandoned, that you keep moving up in the rankings and that someday you will get up to the front page of Google that way. Now, how are you going to move me up? I mean, does that make sense to you?
That is the SEO side on that's on the SEO side for the website. So those, he's not wrong, but that takes like 8 months to a year. Where this, we're getting you verified with a Google Business profile, and then we're optimizing that for the search results in Oceanside that are searching for concrete services that you offer. So now when somebody does search that, you populate, and that's why we can get you closer and faster on that first page within 30 to 45 days. That's a much shorter process. Whereas if it's just the website, yeah, that's a very, very, very long process.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
but your stuff will all be included.
So Google is just people that pay for Google, like you're trying to get me to. So those are the people that we're seeing. They've gone this route.
Yes. So people that are on. Yeah. So there's things that are on Google that you can pay for. That's like a per lead type deal or per click type deal. That's way more expensive than what you would pay here. And yes, people that are on that first page of Google are with a Google Channel partner like us, and they are staying at that top page because they're being constantly optimized for that top page.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying that you guys are backing them because they're pretty much a quality type business, maybe, or you have, well, I don't know.
They what was that?
I don't know.
So basically what I'm saying is that for you to get verified and to get on the first page and stay on the first page, you need a company like ours that's a Google business partner to stay on that first page. Anybody else that's saying that they're that claiming that they're Google business certified or partners and they're not, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to get you on the first page. And 9 times out of 10, they're not going to keep you on the first page. And we've seen it happen with a lot of our clients where they're like, well, I already had a company that did this and they couldn't get me on the first page. And then they go with us and they find out.
Like website builders, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we had the same thing.
That's what you're talking about, right?
No, just
that's what you're talking about, right?
Just in general, people will say that. And so we have to, you know, same thing that you're asking, we have to show you that, you know, we are Google business partners and they give us a shot for a month. And then they see that, wow, you guys did put me on the first page when you guys said you would. And they're longtime customers because of that, because we can get them on the first page and they're getting the results that they want.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and how are you going to clean up my Facebook? Didn't you say you're going to optimize that?
Yes. So once we get access to it, we usually post like every other week on there. So the more pictures you give us, the better. But what we're doing is we're going to run advertisements to target people that are already searching your services on Google. So have you ever looked on Google for something and then you go on your media sites and you see the same thing that you searched for?
Mm. Yeah, I pretty much do a lot of my own stuff, so I don't really search.
You don't really search
anybody
on there? Gotcha. So how it
I kind of know what you're talking about because I see a lot of companies with Facebook ads.
Right, right. But these are specific. Yes, it's a Facebook ad. It's a campaign to specific people that are searching for your service. So when somebody goes on Facebook and they're looking at their kids or their family or their friends, they're seeing your company that they searched for the service on Facebook. Now they click that link and they'll get sent to your website. Or they can call you directly and have you come and do a job. Our customers see that 10 to 15% of their customers come from the retargeting ads from Facebook. The rest come from Google.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because if anybody goes on Google and Google's Gold Star or Concrete, the Google's going to come up first. So that's the first page, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And so... But when I Google it for this area, for like concrete contractors, there's only like 2 or 3 that pop up on that first page. And then Yelp is right down below those 2 or 3. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. So when you click on the bottom of that, let me see here. Let me get.
Yeah, see Albert Cruz. Do you know Albert Cruz? Have you ever heard of him?
I personally have not.
Yeah, because he was one of my competitors years ago, and now he's up there on the sponsored, he's like number one.
Okay.
For the same day, and then he's got his website, and then the 10 best concrete slab people. So that's another, that's a thumbtack. And then it goes the map. Is that Google, the map?
The map is Google. So when I type in concrete,
so that's how Ocean View Concrete gets on there. And they could just call direct right there.
And they can call direct
if
right there.
Readiness, yeah, like you said. So I would end up there. That's where I would end up in there.
You would end up on this first page. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So underneath the maps, right?
Underneath the map section. Yes. You'd end up on this first page. But there's a lot of contractors in your area. That's why you need to be on the first page, because with being on the first page, 90% of people, and this is just Google stat, 90% of people do not go past the second page of Google. So if you're not on the first page of Google, you're losing out of 90% of your customers right off the bat.
Well, that sounds crazy because today we've got Robert Cruz, so he pays for that, and he's good. And they got Thumbtack. They're bad. So they would have to go in and go through the whole rigmarole like Yelp with Thumbtack. And then you got Google Businesses right. with the map. And you have 1, 2, 3 people there, which, Ocean View, they don't really have too many reviews. And then you go to Yelp. So 10 best concrete contractors in Oceanside. Top 10, that's the bold headline. And then top 10 concrete contractors near Oceanside, and I come up first. Gold Star Concrete, 2.4 miles away, 73 reviews. So, I mean, I would just be swapping being up in the top right there, Ocean View. I should talk to that guy and see how he does with that, because I refer a lot of my stuff to him.
Oh, nice. So maybe maybe he can start referring some stuff to you.
Well, he's probably mad at me for the referral, but, you know, stuff I don't want to do.
Oh,
I'm like, well, anyway, you could try, you know, Ocean View Concrete.
Well, at least you're giving him business. No. That's funny. Well, yeah, you would be in that.
You want to call me back tomorrow? You want to call me back tomorrow? Let me think on it.
Yeah, what?
Because I will. I'll get up in the morning and I'll think on it because I need some work, actually.
So what we could do is, so let me just take you how this would work, is what would be best is an onboarding call with my tech team tomorrow. And what we would do is we would actually get the ball rolling tomorrow. I would just secure your spot here. Now we are closed technically. I'm here still talking to you. I'm by myself now. But no, don't be sorry. It's okay. I take care of our customers.
I spend my attention out in the field, you know, and when you guys call, I'm just like, It's okay.
I'm all yours for right now.
So your communication is perfect. You know, it's I get it, and I feel good.
Yeah, but so how it would work, yeah, I appreciate it, but how it would work is, so how it would work is we'd get you on an onboarding call with my team tomorrow, so we'd secure your listing here with us. I would finish up the work here. I'd send it over to my tech team. My tech team would give you a call tomorrow. We'd probably take around 30 to 45 minutes with you. We just want to make sure everything is correct with your business, the address, and then setting everything up with the Facebook as well, and then making sure that we're in the surrounding areas so we don't go out of that 20 miles. And then from there, we would start getting that ball rolling because that's when we would submit everything to Google and get your Google business profile, okay? But I would need a secured payment so that way I can send them everything. That's our, like, the company policy that they have us do here.
That's tomorrow, right?
That would be today. Tomorrow I would say let's do the call so that way we can get moving on this for you really quickly so you can see results fast.
I kind of wanted to think about it and
okay.
I mean, I'm good with it, but I don't want to invest overnight, you know, when I just want to take some time to think about it.
Okay. I mean, Do you have any concerns or anything like that I can answer for you?
Not really. I mean, it's not that big of an expense. Can you just have your tech team call me back tomorrow?
My tech team is only going to be available for people doing onboarding. I'm your point of contact. And then once that's done, I would get you on a call with my tech team, because then I can give them all the information. Because they are going to come to the meeting ready to submit stuff through Google. They just want to verify everything. So they're not going to come to the meeting empty-handed. They're going to come ready prepared. Does that make sense?
Yep. So am I going to have to be ready with the Facebook password and all that stuff?
I would say yes. Yeah. Or they can walk you through that and help you out with that as well.
Oh, just how to, like, redo it, resubmit it.
Yeah, they can definitely walk you through that and help you with that, because then they're going to need to get access to the business account so we can start running those Facebook ads out as soon as possible. So we can start getting you some customers.
I'm not going to have to keep up with any of this once it gets – I have to download pictures, right?
You would just send us pictures. We would take care of the rest.
Okay, so I'll have like a Google site or on my phone a Google app, and then I'll just go in and download pictures. And then
Yeah, so you might be able to – you'll be able to do that with Google. Yes, you can. Or you can just send it to my tech team, which they'll say, like, here's our number. You can text us all these pictures that you have, or you can email these, and we can post it for you.
Yeah, you guys will make sense of it all and make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that we're going to really – the only thing that you're really going to be active in is, one, the meeting that we're going to have with my tech team, because they're going to ask you in-depth questions so that way they get everything correct the first time. Like my dad says, get it right and do it right the first time so that way you don't have to do it a second time. So we're going to do that the first time. And then once that's all set up, the only thing that you'll get updates from us. We're going to call you to make sure that the service is running good for you and you're getting results. And if we're not, what do we need to do to change those results so that way we can get you the work done? Okay? So we're very active with you. We'll send you updates in text messages. Or if you prefer calls or emails, we can do whichever one you like. Okay?
Okay. Okay, there's just one thing.
Yes, sir.
My neighbor, my website designer, he lives two doors down. He's a really good friend.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, he'll have a fit if he knows that I won't do this.
What is that?
So, you'd have to know the guy. Yeah, okay. I mean, he's invested all his time in that other website, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the website won't come down at all. The website will not come down. The website will stay up, and we will utilize that website. It'll just be found easier through Google now. So it'll be attached to your Google Business Profile.
Okay,
his hard work won't go down or nothing like that. It's going to actually be seen a lot more.
Okay. I mean, that's what we're after anyway, in the long run.
Yeah, that's what we're after, is getting you clients, right? I mean, that's what you're paying us to do, so.
Okay, so I'm just going to, okay. All right.
Okay.
No, don't tell me to call Dan. I can't. This guy's working overtime right now. Are you sure we can't do this tomorrow? Tomorrow's another day. Call me tomorrow, and I'll have gone through everything with him, and I'm sure it'll make sense. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that paying Yelp is really doing that much for me right now.
Right. So, and Yelp gets their leads from Google anyway, so they're just reselling them back to you.
Mm.
So, That's how that works. Everybody uses Google for their lead generation. That's, I mean, when you open your computer or your
AngieList, HomeAdvisor, everybody.
Yeah,
because they're all listed under Google.
Right, exactly. Because the first thing you do is when you go and search, you're searching on Google for a service. Now, Angie's does pop up, and then you go to Angie's, you type in what you're interested in, and then they vet that out to whoever they want. It's the same thing with Yelp. But when you're already on Google and you're searching for the service on Google, you're right there in front of people. You're not having to veer off into another third-party site. You're getting your customers with a click of a button instead of them having to search for you on some other site and possibly getting vetted out to three other companies.
Right.
That's how that works. So,
I'm just like, you're a speakerphone. I love your laugh. It's making my husband laugh.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
Nicola.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. My name's Charlie.
I'm Charlie.
Did you guys have any other concerns or anything like that of, you know, putting you on the first page of Google?
No, hell no. Just you not doing it, that's all. That's my other concern.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to switch it up. Okay, we'll try you guys.
Okay.
Trying to figure out how to give you a payment.
Okay. Well, let me just figure out this stuff first. I just want to make sure it's correct before we move forward. So for your business information, it's Gold Star Concrete, correct? This is going to show up on your business listing.
Yes.
Okay. Is it an LLC or no?
It's no. It's
okay. It's just Gold Star Concrete. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, so I have a business address here, and it's 1400 Darwin Drive, Oceanside, California. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's 92056 for the zip code?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send you it's almost going to be like a postcard in the mail. Don't throw that away. We need that. That's going to have a PIN verification on the back of it. It's going to be a 5-digit code. When you get that, let us know. And that's going to allow us to tell Google, hey, we have Blake is a real person and he has a real business and it's Gold Star Concrete. They just want to make sure you're not a robot with a P.O. box. That's all they want to make sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hide this so nobody knows where you live, but it will show up as Oceanside, California with the zip code and that's it. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So business phone number you want your clients to contact you at is 760-889-1030. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Blake, what is your last name?
Carroll. C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Okay. Blake Carroll. And then, what is an email address where you want all this to be sent to you after we're done here?
A gold, just like it sounds, a Gold Star Concrete, the number 2@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay. And then this is a good number to get a hold of you is the 760-889-1030.
Yeah, it's my personal, my business, everything.
Okay. All in one. Oh no. Okay, hold on, give me 1 second here. And that's for the email, that's goldstar2@yahoo.com.
Gold Star Concrete,
number2@yahoo.com.
And the Gold Star Concrete, number two.
Okay.
Just two.
Yeah. I got you here. All right, let me see. I want to put your email or your website here. I just want our team to see, make sure that we have it here for you as well.
And then can you guys take control of that website in any way?
It's like, our policy is no, because we didn't create it.
Right. That's okay. I have a problem with it because what I do is I get a notification and then I got to click on it and then I get their information, like callback number or email, and I've got to write everything down. Like I can't just click on a number and call it.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. I mean, that would make things easier, wouldn't it? I could email the address. If I got that, I could click on it and just send them an email. What I got to do now is write it down and then, yeah. I mean, we have the technology to be able to do that, right?
You can, or your guy that made the website can. We can't because we didn't make it. Policy
I'm just
is.
Asking you,
oh, you
I'm
guys
just
can, yeah.
You for your knowledge. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You guys can absolutely do that.
You don't think that's a part of the website, choosing that builder, that you can't have that option? You should be able to have that option to be able to do that, right?
You guys,
I'll talk to them.
Yeah, you guys can. If GoDaddy allows that, then yes. If they don't, then it just depends on how GoDaddy's site is set up and how they do things with it as well.
Okay. Can you hang on?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Charlie, I'm the wife.
Hey, how's it going?
I work for Oceanside Police Department, so you better not be afraid.
Okay. What did you say? It's a little hard to hear you.
I said I work for Oceanside Police Department, so you better not be a fraud.
Oh, no, we're not. Like I said, we're located in Fountain Valley, so if you want to look up Local Splash, we're actually right across the street from the police station here in Fountain Valley. We're local to you guys.
Is it really hot there right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inside. I'm in the AC, so but it's supposed to be hot. Oh my gosh, it's been too hot lately. I don't like the heat.
Yeah, I don't either.
It does not do well with me. Yeah, and you
work
outside, exactly.
I'm still working. I'm 62.
Oh wow. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeps me in shape. Keeps some weight down.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So. Boy,
okay.
Cruz is going to be pissed if I come up like underneath him or something. He's
good.
He's going to hate me when we're on Home Advisor because it's like he's so expensive, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But now you'll be able to be there for a fraction of the price. So I just want to make sure I have everything correctly here. So for the billing, are you going to be using a card that has your first and last name on it, or is it going to be a card that has your company name on it?
I think I'm going to use a card that has my business on it. It's going to be a Visa, a debit card.
Okay. Okay. And then it's going to be your company, so Gold Star Concrete.
Yeah, so the name on the card is Blakey Carroll. Gold Star Concrete.
Okay. Okay. And then do you use a P.O. box for that, or do you just have the same, the
same
Darwin drive?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then I'm ready when you are ready for the card number.
Need some glasses. It's 4259-0720-4304-1028.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
It is 0526.
Okay. And then the security code?
015.
Okay. And then also too, Blake, we put a security question here. This is a protection for you. So we know that it's always you calling in. You'll have the answer to the security question. It's also a protection for us. So that way we can cover us as well. So if you ever get a call from anybody pretending they're local Splash, I'm not saying you will, but if you do and they don't ask you
local
this security
what?
Question, local Splash.
Right.
That's what my company is. Yeah. If you don't hear them ask you this security question, that is not us. You just hang up the phone. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Layla. L-A-Y-L-A. L-A-Y-L-A.
Good thing we have your wife.
She's been gone a while. I was even trying to spell it. I spelled it wrong. Okay, L-A-Y-L-A.
Okay, L-A-Y-L-A. Awesome, awesome. Okay, we're almost finished here. Okay. Now, I do, before I make any purchases for your payment here, Blake, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is an added form of protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just do me a favor and stop me. I'll rephrase it for you. Just say, hey, Charlie, what does that mean? And I'll either rephrase it or I'll say it in a different way. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gold Star Concrete.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Blake Carroll, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Blake, as an added result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. That's Layla's name, okay? So when we call, we're going to ask
okay.
what's your...
So that's a Splash verification.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Could you repeat that one more time?
Yes. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 28th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next bill is due. Do you agree? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, one, I want to say welcome to Local Splash. All right, we're like a family here. We're going to treat you like a family here, Blake. So we're going to definitely get you on and rolling with Google and Facebook. But I'm going to set up a time. Where are you available tomorrow to have a meeting with my tech team? Now, it's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes. So what suits you best tomorrow?
Are they out here on the West Coast?
Yes, we're in Fountain Valley, so they're gonna call you.
No, okay, so you work with them.
Yeah. We all work together.
I don't know these days. It could send you.
China.
Okay.
So what time do you guys open?
We open at 7 a.m.
Yeah, and what time do they get to? You know, are they ready to get into something like this?
So they need
to look at it tomorrow, right?
Yes. So they'll call you from 7 a.m. to 7:15. I have an 8 o'clock appointment available if that works better for you, and then they can have some time to look over everything. Okay, so you want to do 8 o'clock.
So we'll be able to get on the computer, and they'll be able to, like, response me through everything.
Yeah, so you'll be on the computer. They're going to call you, and then they'll be able to walk you through everything as well for the Facebook. And I'll let them know that you need help with your Facebook, and that way there's no sneak attacks for them.
and I'm not totally computer illiterate, but I'm handicapped. I can crawl. Put it that way.
You guys are funny. All right. Okay. So. So once this does process, you will receive the invoice. Okay. I also just sent over the email to confirm tomorrow's time at 8 a.m. So just be on the lookout for that. Once this does process, I'm going to call you back here in about 10 minutes. We're going to send you a text message so that way you can sign your terms and conditions before tomorrow as well. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have any more questions for me before I process this? And then I'm going to call you back here in 10 minutes and make sure that you got your text message as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Blake. I will call you, and I'll talk to you right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Charlie. Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.